Unit 22, Task 2.
What exactly is multimedia? This encyclopedia says it's the multimedia version.
Well, multimedia refers to technologies and applications that integrate different types of media. So, things like text, sound, video, computer graphics, animation, that kind of thing.
And what's so good about it then?
Well, it can make things more interesting and entertaining to use. Good examples are the Encyclopaedia Britannica and Encarta, which present information in more exciting ways than traditional encyclopedias. For instance, you can look up information about the Second World War in a print encyclopedia, but if you use the multimedia version, you can look at maps, listen to speeches, watch video clips, or click hyperlinks that take you to other screens. The experience is more engaging, and you probably even learn more quickly. Another good example is interactive games, which, when they're combined with virtual reality techniques, let you interact with a simulated world full of 3D graphics and sounds.
Okay. Well, I'm not really interested in games, but the encyclopedia sounds like the kind of thing my family would use. What do I need to run it?
First off, you'll need a computer with a fast processor and a lot of RAM. You'll also need a high-quality monitor, a large hard drive, and a DVD drive.
I suppose you also need some sort of sound capability.
Yes, of course. Modern computers come with a sound card and stereo speakers or headphones. If you want to record audio, you'll need a decent microphone.
Right. And what about special software?
Yes, access to sound and video requires Windows Media Player or Apple QuickTime. Access to interactive media requires a program like Adobe Flash. Some multimedia software also includes video and audio editing software, animation software, hypermedia databases, CD and DVD rippers,